Professor Hamilton, William J. Hamilton Jr.'s course in economic biology is a one-hour course. And of course, he talked about rat and mouse control a lot because he was big on that, and it was a very important problem. Norway rats and house mice. Also about mitomycin, orchards and things like that can be a problem. For the final exam, among other questions, was you're supposed to write a 250-word newspaper article about why some animals sell tourists to our interests and what to do about it. And now I know everybody's going to write about the Norway rat, and I just couldn't do that. So I wrote about the common robin, Turdus migratorius. Said it was noisy in the morning when people tried to sleep. It ate small fruits that people rather enjoy themselves, either fresh or in, you know, jellies and jams and so on. And they ate earthworms in great quantities. We've all seen that on the campus, eating robins, eating earthworms. And even Darwin pointed out how valuable earthworms were. So I think there's an animal that's got to be controlled. And I thought the best way to control it was poke nests out of trees and bushes wherever they find them and stomp on the contents and poison the adults with a mixture of arsenic and cherries. I saw Hamilton on Tar Road, on the opposite side of Tar Road. One day I was going down, he was going up towards Fernal. He said, "Bill." I said, "Yeah." He says, "You work up there with Alan and that gang up at Fernal Hall, don't you?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You did. I'm going to give this to the Wendy Home Journal. Everybody in the country will read it." he must have had it duplicated, mimeographed or whatever they did, and everybody was talking about it. Every time I met another professor, he's laughing about this article I wrote. It was I, the guy that wrote it. I had to confess that was true. I was on the blacklist of Audubon Society for the rest of my life, I think. I thought it was valid. I got full credit for it, by the way.
Yeah.